When I read the first reading this morning, I was like, this is really appropriate for today. You take a look, I mean, St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians really could be today. When I was younger and I was kind of new in discovering the faith beyond just, I always grew up Catholic, but, you know, the kind of discovering the faith in terms of it having it a lot more meaning, is that I began to kind of get frustrated by people who didn't believe and people who said different things and argued over things. And I had this sort of, this idea that I had to correct everything so that everybody would be on the right track. And then also too, if there was something that came up, I needed to forcefully defend the faith. And I'm not saying that that's wrong and we should always certainly do that. But what happens is that sometimes inside there's all kinds of turmoil going on as well, because of all of these things, not being sure exactly what to believe and what's true as you're starting to coming to know. But I like today's first reading to the second letter to St. Paul to the Thessalonians, because he says, do not be shaken out of your mind suddenly, or be alarmed either by the spirit or by this spirit or the oral statement or by a letter allegedly from us, you know, with all of this false stuff coming around. He said, let no one deceive you in that way. You know, there's, I think sometimes for us, we can get frustrated and maybe alarmed and, you know, and be shaken because of things that are happening. The pandemic is kind of one of them, where there are lots of people who then kind of start questioning everything and wondering if, you know, if God is in our midst or not. And then you have St. Paul's letter to kind of encourage us, you know, to say that, therefore, hold fast to the traditions that you were taught, either by oral statement or a letter from us. You know, kind of keep the faith. A lot of different things change over time, and people come up with all kinds of ideas, and then, you know, 5 years later, they've long forgotten them. And we can be swayed by all of that if we don't have our center and our holding fast to the rock who is Christ, you know, in our life. Because then we can kind of allow a lot of these things to take on greater importance in our life and even disturb the spirit that's within. You know, remember that the words that may the Lord Jesus Christ himself, God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope. You know, and I think that's going to be the true witness of someone who has a deep and abiding relationship with Christ, is that a lot of these opinions and thoughts and concerns and things we have to do and how we have to go to Mass and all of that just causes all kinds of consternation in people's lives, when really if you hold fast to the Lord, it'll all be okay. We're trusting in the Lord in whatever he permits to happen. And our goal is to remain faithful so that we're not shaken every time something comes up and constantly in agitated by the things of this world, when our faith is secure in Christ and trusting that all that happens is part of his divine providence and can all lead to good when done in our faith in Christ.